Mitzvahs Oinig Shabbos. Mitzvahs Oinig Shabbos says, Karasal Shabbos Oinig. Nechel Gori Shayna Mitzvahs Oinig Shabbos. There's going to be a Mitzvah Deisa, Mitzvah Darabana. Some of the Tzikim Deisa, the Rabban Pasha Shemar, Sefer Chinuch. Others say that it's just a din, it's Mitzvah Darabana. We find fascinating the Shayna is by Mitzvahs of Oinig Shabbos, where it says, Kamanach Shabbos, Nechel Nechel Gori Mitzvah. If you have Gimel Sudis, you know you Nitzel from Gimel Pranius. And the question is, what's the Maila of Einik Shabbos? What's the Gersh Chashivas of Einik Shabbos? So Mitzel Salman, the way he's Mazel Mitzel Einik Shabbos is, the Yisrael Mitzel Einik Shabbos is, Shatso Medrash, says that the Etzem, what happened, like Keshbacha created the world, and the seventh day Keshbacha rested. And the Etzem Einik Shabbos is celebration, Suda Shabbos, celebration of the Bria, celebration of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's beautiful world he created. And therefore, B'etzim, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Suda. That's what we're having. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be Mesameach with him. And that's the Suda of having a nice Suda on Shabbos. There's another Mahalach, the Pshat is, that B'etzim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, just because it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu really wants to be Meitiv to us. That's the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be made of. This is one of the Yigam Amid, the Serachimim, they're all considered Rachimim. One is Emes. The question, what does Emes have to do with Rachimim? Emes is Din, Mishpat. This is the Pshat, just like a father who loves his child, he wants to give everything good, the Gashmir, the Baruch Hu, he wants to give everything. But if you give him too much, he's going to spoil him. To do things, give him too much time, you give him a second good for him. So that's what punish him. That's some of the Rav Tuvah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's big vol. Like, Hashem wants to be meitiv to us. Hashem, like, Hashem, when we're b'tzai, Kodesh Baruch Hu's b'tzai. Like, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. But that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do, tremendous rachim with us. Nervous, it's not so good for us. We have everything. It's just like a father that wants to do everything for his son, but it's not good for him. And if he has to hold back, so to the Banishalom. In this world, this is which I'm a shaker and I'm a shemes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to do everything good for us. When I don't have in the next world, everything's emes. There, because sitting in Messiah is a Vashchina. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to mashkir everything with Toif. And if a Shabbos, which is Me'in Olam Haba, it's Me'in Olam Shemes, over there, the media of HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes comes out, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us everything good. And that's the Havana of Tanugim on Shabbos. There's a shayla whether Tanugim on Shabbos, if you don't have Kavana for Shem Shemayim, is the mitzvah just to be manning on Shabbos? Well, the mitzvah is, you have to do it the Shem Shemayim. So the Goyni Yeshayi says, of course, the Shabbos Oinig, that if you don't have Oinig the Shem Shemayim, then it's not called Oinig Shabbos. It's different than any other mitzvah Shalei Shema. Any other mitzvah Shalei Shema, besides the mitzvah, no, it's a Shalei Shema. Over here, if I don't do it in the proper Eifin, it's the Chisaron in the whole Yisoid Chefsa of the mitzvah. And it's not considered a mitzvah. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Truma, on the other hand, he just says, forget it. There's Shabbos and Yontav. Yontav, it says, I need a kovet. Kovet has to be Shem Shemayim. But Oinig is just enjoying. And as much as a person enjoys it, that alone is enough considered to be considered Oinig Shabbos. And he yoyts in the mitzvah. What's the get how much one spends? The Gemara brings down it. All itzos are kotzev, besides itzos of Chitzoy Shabbos. So the Yisra V'Alan Eib L'Fizeh, everything's Katsu B'Tzoy Yisra Shabbos, so L'Chor L'Fizeh, is there any reason why I shouldn't buy steak for Shabbos? So V'Alan Eib said, what's wrong with having chicken? He said, what do you mean? Steak, everything's free, so why in the world shouldn't I get steak? So V'Alan Eib said, what's having chicken? So I went back and forth, and V'Alan Eib got all serious, and he said that, he says in the Goyin, the present amount of Shabbos, the eating, drinking, and learning, and the Iker should be the learning. If you listen to me and you do the proper way, then you'll be Zechit Tel Mahaba. But if you just overspend what you have, then not only won't be a mitzvah, it's a Avera. Now, the gather of it is that when it comes to amount of Shabbos, about the present amount of Shabbos, you have to push yourself a little bit more than a person could afford. And has to have a Mechubit Gamil. But once it's a Mechubit Gamil, if a person can't afford it, then it's not the correct thing to do. It has to be kafi, your financial ability. Like Gemara brings down, the Ashirim
Kutzar is a zeicha b'shem shkaven shashamtz. About someone who's very, very rich, about they should spend as much as possible. Somebody who can't afford it, so the gedder of him is, he has to do something which is mechubed for Shabbos, and that's the gedder of his kavod Shabbos. The Maharal says the gedder adover of Einik Shabbos is that Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a beautiful Bria, and the Bria was created by Shlemus. When a person is Bitsar, that's like a opposite of Shlemus. It's a steer to the Shlemus. And therefore, the Yisrael Dover of being of Einik Shabbos is a simon, and you're celebrating that the Godless of Bria, the Shlemus of the Bria, and you're showing that it's like a Chaser, Shabbos Amin Alam Haba. And therefore, that's the sort of dover why we're being Hanegas of Shabbos.